Rest assured. Roasting ears. Boiled corn. Corn on the cob. What do you mean?
Well, no, some corn you boil on the cob and some you call that roasting ears?
Yeah.
What if you were going to cook it in a frying pan and butter?
That would be roasting ears too. It all has to be about the same material, because if it gets too hard, you can't boil it, it's not good. It tastes like raw cornmeal, and it's got to be, and if you get it too young, they call it blisters, and that's not good. If you fry it too young, it won't thicken, and that's not good. It's got to be just right. Yeah, I like white corn better than I do yellow corn. There's ivory colored corn that's sweet corn that's good, but I don't know the name of it. But our corn that we raise is white and it's real good. It's not a sweet corn, but it's a good corn. I don't like yellow corn meal. No, I have raised cooked neck squash, but the ones I found this year is the straight neck cream squash. And the reason I like them better, they can get huge, and the seed will still be small in them. And I just like them better. Well, I like them fried. I like to take and slice them up and salt them, black pepper them, and put a little bit of flour and a little bit of cornmeal on them. Fry them. And I like to occasionally cut up an onion and then fry it with them. And then I like to cut them up, cube them up, and stew them, and get them down pretty dry, season them with butter and pour milk in them and make stew. That's real good. And then I like to take them and stew them and put them in a casserole and put onions, black pepper and salt and butter and buttered breadcrumbs on top and bake them. That's about the only ways I know how to cook the summer squash. Pickle them and they're good fried. You take, slice them and salt them. And I don't especially care for black pepper on them, some people does. And just batter them in flour, roll them in flour, and lay them one layer thick and fry them brown. They're good that way. We've got some planted this time, the watermelons and cantaloupes, if they make it.
Are there other kinds of names for the melon with the yellow meat?
Well, there's a mushmelon.
Is that the same thing as what you raise?
No, there's a difference in them. The mushmelons are long. They're not round. And there's a yellow-meated watermelon. But they're all just called watermelons, I guess.